Moncrief on News Talk.
Our lives are so taken up with routine and responsibility that we often don't have enough time left for ourselves, specifically to have some fun. People who know about this kind of thing say fun is good for your mental health, yet fun gets a bit of a bad press. It can be seen as trivial and silly. People who like opera rarely describe it as fun. People who like fart jokes always do. News Talk Silly Walks correspondent Henry McKean has put on his wetsuit to swim through the funosphere. Afternoon, Henry.
Sean, yeah. I have to admit, I actually like being boring. I like sometimes having no fun whatsoever. And I am a bit of a party pooper. Just back from the ploughing, and my hotel was over the smoking section. And obviously the farmers and the corporates were partying hard and smoking.
Oh, yes.
Until
so you were listening to all that.
I'd fall asleep and then I'd hear, what was that? And maybe it was me. Maybe I should have joined them. But I find that sometimes really, really difficult when people are just partying so hard and they just won't shut up. And maybe I'm just lost the ability to have fun. Maybe I'm just no crack whatsoever.
Maybe you're just having fun in a different way. Maybe you're having grown-up fun.
Well, this is it. I love sleeping. It's my way of having fun. Do you know, last night, because I had such a bad night's sleep the night before, I went to bed at 8:45.
Wow.
And it was, it was fantastic. Wow. I woke at 1, though, but still, there was some quality sleep.
And then you can go back to sleep.
That's my new fun. But anyway, I mean, we're asking, I suppose, today, when was the last time you had fun and is it okay to be boring? But I met these people outside a coffee shop and we start with John.
John, you're out here having a coffee in Coffee Angel in your blue suit and you've got kind of cool hair, a bit Elvis-y. Are you fun?
I would like to think so, yes.
And what makes you fun?
What makes me fun? Not taking life too seriously, but getting the job done.
What do you do for a living?
I sell property.
So you sell property. Have we lost our way when it comes to having fun? Is life just really quite difficult at times?
Life can be difficult, but I suppose you take the good with the bad, the rough with the smooth, and you know, every cloud has a silver lining. So just don't take it too seriously and don't sweat the small stuff.
How are you going to have fun this weekend?
This weekend will be coaching my daughter's basketball team. She plays for the Meteors. Getting the girls out and about, getting them fit, having fun, and just seeing them enjoying sport and playing team sports.
So you're a sports dad. You enjoy it?
I do. Love it.
You don't get bogged down at all?
Bogged down?
Like with all the training and the losing?
I love it. I love it. It's great. I love coaching. I love basketball. I love seeing the girls enjoying a team sport.
You're from New York. Are you good fun?
Yes, lots of fun.
What sort of fun do you have over there?
I play golf and play with grandchildren and I have fun.
And what do you do for a living back in the States?
Right now I'm retired, but I used to sell corrugated boxes and I used to have a weaving mill and we wove silk fabrics.
You did well out of it?
Yes, I did.
And did you have much crack weaving those boxes?
Weaving the boxes. We did weave
boxes. What did you weave again? Sorry.
We wove silk fabrics.
Oh, silk fabrics.
And we made corrugated boxes. I just sold them.
And you just sold them and you tried to have fun doing that. You didn't get bored.
I got to drive around all the areas and meet people. It was fun.
Are you having fun at the moment?
I'm going to have fun, yes.
And is it okay to be boring sometimes?
Yes, it is okay to be boring.
Yeah. If someone just volunteers on fun, they're not.
I agree with you.
It's like saying, I have as much of a sense of humour, which means you don't.
I'm hilarious.
Yeah, if someone tells you they have a sense of humour, then evidently they don't.
Or you don't relate to the humour.
Yeah. Mm. I'm fascinated by, I sell corrugated boxes, though.
I should have.
Is that like, you know, what's your dream, boxes? young Tom? I want to sell corrugated boxes, ma'am,
when
I get older.
Like he was on some VIP golf trip. He was in one of those VIP, you know, those mini buses, that the really expensive silvery ones with the leather seats. So I should have sold corrugated boxes and weaving, whatever he did.
I wonder what they were made of, the corrugated boxes.
Oh, I'd say they were probably
cardboard.
I was going to say metal, but you're probably right. They're probably cardboard boxes. He probably made his millions out of cardboard boxes like the Smurfits did.
That man may have destroyed. Maybe you could say they're recyclable. So maybe not. Yeah, maybe not.
Yeah, and he says he's fun. He says he's not boring. So
no, in fairness to him, he didn't say he was fun. He said he had fun.
Yes.
Playing golf and playing with his grandchildren inside his 19-bedroom mansion. what fun isn't to be had from that?
No, this is it. You have to choose a boring job, lots of money, or an interesting job and no money.
A fun property seller is a walking cliche, says a texter. Someone else says, Henry, did you get any of the farmer fart jokes? They're gas.
Oh, very good.
Very good. Yeah. What other fun people did you meet today, Henry?
Yeah, we spoke to the young people. I met Sean McDermott from the Little Museum of Dublin.
As a younger person, I think people are still quite fun. I think Irish people are particularly good at having fun and being miserable about that fun. It's part of the fun of it all.
Why do we like being miserable all the time and have the crack around being miserable? And you say you're a younger person. How old are you?
I am 22.
Oh, you are young.
We're a very comparative country, I think, specifically for young people in Ireland. When you talk about the nightlife and movements like Take Back the Night and these kinds of things, the nightlife in Dublin specifically absolutely pales in comparison to other continental capitals. But we do have really good pubs and we're very aware of that. So oftentimes you'd be sitting in the pub having a pint and it's very enjoyable to complain about how bad the clubs are that you can't go to after and that sort of thing.
So you think we need to bring back the nightclubs? There aren't many anymore in this country.
It's not just that there aren't many nightclubs. The ones that there are aren't open 7 nights a week. I mean, you can find a good club night here or there in Dublin, but what you can't do is escalate a night out. Any given night of the week, you can't just say, oh, will we go out to this club and go further with it. It's kind of like, if you want to have a night out, you really have to plan ahead and it has to be very meticulous. And
so that's, you know, takes away the fun, doesn't it?
Exactly, it takes away the fun. I mean, I think the miserability of it all is that I think Irish people enjoy being miserable all the time, but I think with the cost of living increasing at the rate that it is, it seems to be that miserableness is being proven more every day. So it's the reality is meeting the complaining nature of Irish people, I suppose.
So being miserable, I mean, is being miserable boring or can that be interesting? Have we forgotten? You're 22, how to have fun?
I don't think we've forgotten. I genuinely don't, but I think it depends when and where you're coming from in the city and what's happening. And I think fun is different to all outlooks. Like, I have fun in a very different way to my little sister, how she has fun. Like,
what does she get up to, your little sister?
Well, she is, as I said, is very planning on her nights
out. And how old is she?
She is 19.
Is she boring?
No, she's not boring at all. But I think there's just different ways of doing it, you know?
And is it okay to be boring?
It is okay to be boring. Absolutely. Absolutely. I think maybe... something that you could be getting at as well is that there's a lack of shame recently in the way that people operate around. It's now more acceptable to not go out and to not drink and do those kinds of things. And I wouldn't call that necessarily boring, whereas before I think there would have been a stronger stigma around those kinds of things.
Yeah, he's not wrong. And there are different definitions of fun. For instance, this texter says, my husband thinks watching football all the time is fun. I do not. Now, does that mean you don't like watching football all the time, or you don't like your husband watching football all the time? Because there are two different categories there. I maybe suspect it's the second one. Define fun. Somebody else said, yeah, fun is one of those know-it-when-you-see-it things.
Well,
isn't it?
Yeah. Everyone's different. Everyone finds something else different. Like soccer, watching soccer all day long can be fun if you like it. And if you're that wife and you hate it and it's just this drone sound of...
And he's sitting on his fat ass on the couch all day long.
Well, he might move.
Looking like Homer Simpson. Well, he probably occasionally gets up to get a can of beer.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. And then spills a bit on the couch.
Yes.
And then sits on it, pretending so we won't. She won't see it.
Dries in,
and it dries in, and then she has to clean it up afterwards, and the stink off him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and she'll probably go in occasionally and go, "Would you take a shower?" And they go, "I will once these 7 matches are over."
Yeah. It's gone into extra time.
Oh no, sorry. Yeah, no time for a shower. So, but like a proper people with actual qualifications think we should have fun. Yeah. Fun is good for you.
Yeah, I did speak to an expert, a friend of the show, Dr. Karen Ward, psychotherapist. Her website is karenwardpsychotherapist.ie. Here she is.
I'm Dr. Karen Ward, a psychotherapist and holistic therapist. And the question of fun is something that comes up in my clinic room time and time again. And as adults, we become so serious. I often think of the spring lambs in the field, leaping around, having great fun. And then you see adult sheep munching grass very seriously. And to be quite honest, we're a bit like that. And you know, our children and our young folk need to see us as adults and elders enjoy life to the full. Now, yes, the ups and downs, the vagaries in life go on and on. We only have to pick up any newspaper, any radio, television, any sort of social media to hear about all the travesties going on in the world. But this is, gives us even more of an onus to bring out our playful, joyous, fun side for balance. We're coming up to autumn equinox now, when the night and the day are equal. So this is a good time to bring that balance and harmony into our lives. So how do we embrace fun again? Well, a clue is the hobbies and interests you did in your formative years. If you loved to dance, maybe you're going to do a Zumba class. If you loved to play football with the lads, try a five-a-side, maybe even foosball. Something that brings a smile to your face. Cheesy jokes, dad dancing, whatever it might be. And to have a little ponder about what brings a smile to your face, what people that you could hang around with, tell great jokes, and just that lighter side of life. And most importantly, know that this is part of life. It's all about balance, and you deserve to have fun just as much as the next person.
There you go, Karen Ward there saying that you deserve to have fun as much as the next person. Depends who the next person is, of course. If the next person is much nicer than you, then maybe they deserve to have more fun than you do. Seven matches for me and Formula One. I'm stinking, but she still loves me. Okay, that's perfect relationship there. Texter says that nightclubs are not fun. No one ever had any fun in a nightclub unless they were out of their face. Well,
you go there to get lucky. It's a last chance saloon. I mean, that's why you go there.
Well, or some people actually, you know, go there because they like dancing.
I thought you went there like you haven't met someone. Well, we'll go to the nightclub. We might.
I don't know. Do people do that in nightclubs anymore?
Well,
it's all a bit kind of Me Too now, trying to get off with someone in a nightclub.
And there's so few nightclubs left. There's hardly any.
Well, exactly. That's the problem. When I was younger, I liked to go out and get drunk in clubs. Now I like to stay home and cook or have a glass of wine while wearing a face mask. I can see technical problems there, but I assume you have some sort of straw in the glass and a little hole in the face mask, which, you know, renders it pointless anyway. Is listening to Moncrief fun? I think so, but maybe I need a new definition of fun. No, you can stick with that one, but it doesn't have to be your only definition of fun. You could listen to the show and you could tickle yourself at the same time or you know, wear a funny hat. Monday nights are the most fun, watching Mastermind, University Challenge and Only Connect on the BBC. It's actually too much fun. I can never sleep on Monday nights. That's somebody who really likes TV quizzes.
Quiz shows all night long.
Wow.
If it gets him through or her through.
Yeah. Owen says, I can't think of a more boring thing to do than watching football. While scoring is like sucking blood from a stone. Okay. Well, that's... You see, maybe is that the problem? Are we too judgy about other people's definition of fun?
No, there is joy in football. I get it. I mean, people love their team or their country and they get really passionate and excited. But if you're just watching, no offense to Everton and another team, and you're not, you know, supporting them, it can be boring. I get it. Or it can just be a Premier League, game that doesn't really matter. It can get very, and it can be a boring game.
But then don't watch it then, thrill. I would have thought. Or just some people feel they have to then.
I think they want to. I don't, and they have it on as company. Like the way there's people right now listening to the repeats through the night. Hi there, by the way.
Well, I know, in fairness to those people, I've lost count of the amount of people have walked up to me and said, I fell asleep listening to you last night.
That's a compliment.
Which they mean in a nice way. But, you know, on the face of it, it doesn't sound great. But that's because it's in the middle of the night. They wake up, they can't go back to sleep. So
no, I wish your
they
voice
listen to
would.
This and then they drift off.
I wish your voice did make me fall asleep.
Into oblivion.
It doesn't.
If you're driving, pull over. I go... Because we won't take any responsibility for that if you nod off at the wheel. Yeah. When did you last have fun, Henry?
Yeah, I mean, the last time I had fun was actually a few days ago. It was playing Monopoly. So my son, he's six, he's discovered Monopoly. And we have this old 1960s London board.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah.
And he's figured how to basically buy Mayfair and the blue ones. I can't remember what the blue ones are in Dublin, the blue Monopoly ones. Oh, probably.
I think it's Merrion Square or something of the blue ones.
Yeah. Something. But yeah, so he buys Mayfair. He puts a hotel on it. I land on it. And I have to give him 1,500 Monopoly pounds. And he's delighted with himself. So much joy.
Oh,
and I have great
that's
fun.
Great.
And it's just an old-fashioned board game. And for me, I absolutely love that. And I'm just going to quickly mention Culture Night. I know lots of people are going, geez, I'm not going to have any fun at Culture Night. It's no cost. It's free. 1,700 venues. And also, very quickly, they've got like a nightclub thing. They've got this big kind of rave on Moore Street with Afro-Irish music and dance. Just, you know, that's tomorrow night if you're looking for some fun.
That's free fun.
It's free fun.
Yeah, and, you which know, is the best
between,
sort.
You know, all the fruit and veg. You can have a rave. I mean, you know, what's wrong with that?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I did get to speak to Pauline Shanahan, and I asked, when did you last have fun?
So the last time I had fun was yesterday evening.
And what happened?
I went to the theatre.
And what did you go and see?
I went to see a show called At 3:30 at Cheltenham in the Civic Theatre in Tallow, which is running for the rest of the week, and I would highly recommend it.
And what was it about?
Well, now, this is where we can have fun about things that are not fun, because this is about gambling addiction. Now, would you be having fun at that, you would think?
But you still enjoyed it?
I did enjoy it. I did enjoy
it.
It
was a serious message, but told in a fun way. Do you think going to the theatre, we need to do more of that? That will bring back the crack?
I think anything where a group of people get together for any kind of reason has the potential to have the crack.
And are you good fun? I know it's difficult to say. You're probably going to say you are.
And also, if you say you're good fun, are you good fun?
Well, this is it. People who say they're great crack, they rarely are great cracker. Would that be fair?
I think that would be fair. I think if you say you're good crack, you might just be a bit much.
And when you say a bit much, what is a bit much?
Well, that is an interesting question. I would say the thing about fun is it cannot be forced. It's spontaneous.
You can try and plan.
Well, you can set the conditions to have the crack, but will the crack actually appear?
And this is it, the best nights are the unplanned ones. They just happen.
Yeah, the most memorable nights are the ones that are unplanned. But having said that, if we don't make plans, what did Roy Keane say? Fail to prepare, prepare to fail. But with the crack, it is a bit more elusive than that, I think. And I think we are still a group of people who have a lot of fun and divilment in us.
And divilment, you love a bit of divilment.
We all love a bit of divilment from time to time. It's the bit, it's the condiment in life.
Any divilment coming your way soon?
I suppose I'm going away with my friend to Florence for a few days. That's a bit of divilment, isn't it? I'm going to take the Irish crack abroad.
And is it okay to be boring? Is it all right to wear sensible shoes from Marks and Spencer's? I just want to say they also have fun shoes as well. Is that okay?
Yes, it's 100%. Let's be all the colours that we are.
There you go. I like Pauline. Pauline's wise.
Pauline
knows what she's talking about there.
A bit of divilment there.
Though, at the same time, going to see a play about addiction wouldn't be my idea of fun. That's more of us who have to go home and think about, you know.
During the gambling addiction, you know.
No, but the play about gambling addiction.
Yeah.
You know, maybe the first half was funny or something like that. Someone says sliding down water slides is fun. I defy anyone in a bad mood not to enjoy a good slide. Get your boring ass to the water park.
Oh, I find water slides really, really stressful because I've got to, you know, rescue my son every time he goes under. I find them tough.
And also, if you get your boring ass down to a water slide, you can also, like, scrape the skin off your boring ass on a water slide.
Or get hit by a teenager.
Oh, yeah. That can be dangerous. Don't be too hard on Everton. Somebody needs to love them. Another texter points out that people can't tick on themselves. No, that's true. And I didn't really mean tickle. I meant kind of if you had a feather or something. Lightly feather yourself while you're listening to the show.
How does that feel? I've never tried it.
It'd be slightly sensual kind of. It's rather like, as we're doing now, wearing our fun Marks and Spencer shoes. It's the same feeling as that, just on
your
feet.
They can be fun, I just want to say that.
My kind of fun, says another texter, is dancing around the kitchen while my music is blaring, while sipping a glass of wine or two.
That's okay.
That's my kind of fun too.
Yeah, like I
literally do that on a Friday night.
Do you?
Yeah, but only the dog sees me doing it. Now, I'm not holding two glasses of wine like this person. I found that that's more difficult because you're going to spill one of them. Yeah,
never a good idea.
Jimmy says, I must have a bath. Haven't had any fun in years. Looking forward to blowing underwater bubbles in the bath. That might be fun. It is indeed. It's great fun, Jimmy. So you met a husband and wife. Did they agree about the nature of the fun they should have?
I did. And they seem to be like a happy husband and wife.
Oh, God, they're the worst.
Oh, James and O'Brien. And we ask, you know, have they lost happiness? And do we need to loosen up a bit?
A little bit. I think so, a little bit. I think maybe things have changed in Irish society over the last couple of years. Kind of pervasiveness of work into the home with this hybrid working. So I think maybe clear boundaries are what's needed and reinforced boundaries.
So it's hard to switch off, isn't it?
I mean, can be.
You could be in the bed and there could be an email and it could, you know, ping on your phone and you open it up and your mind goes straight back to work.
Absolutely.
No escape.
This is it. Like, the world is boundaryless now in terms of emails and it's always on. And yeah, I think maybe there's a thing to be said about, I don't know, going back to a non-technological hour in your home or having the no device hour or something to that effect, just to give yourself a chance to chill.
So when do you think you were the most fun? When did you get serious? When were you the best crack?
I'm still a great crack.
Is he still good crack?
He is still a great crack.
But listen, I think we all were a bit more wild, I suppose, in our late teens, early 20s.
And is it okay to be boring? Is it okay to celebrate that you're in bed by 9 o'clock?
I think so. I think a good night's sleep is always something to celebrate.
More fun the next day.
Yeah. And what about you? Are you boring? Are you interesting? Are you fun?
I would say I'm... Well...
Yes.
Yeah, of I course. Am. Of course I'm
All
fun.
Of those things, or you're fun? Fun.
Why am I Where fun? Because I think I love having fun with my friends. I kind of know what I enjoy doing, and life does get in the way sometimes. I think it's important to try and make the time to still be fun and have fun together.
There you go. That's the last person there. Everybody agrees it's important to have fun. No one agrees what fun actually is. Henry, thanks a million, as ever.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.